Welcome to Leaders and Learners. My name is Tanya McKenzie, and you can find me at the intersection of public relations and leadership. Join us as we talk to organizational leaders, elected officials, experts, authors, artists, and personalities, sharing their stories, talking about how they got to where they are and how they continue to learn and lead the way. So without further ado, let's get into it. Greetings, good people. Welcome to another episode of Leaders and Learners, our South Bay edition, where we get into all things South Bay. Today, we're back about Redondo Beach's fire department. Now, for anyone that tuned in, I think it was last week, Tuesday, there was a city council meeting, and I didn't even understand everything that went on. But what I do know is that we still have no decision on if our city is keeping their fire department or not. And why it's even an issue. So Paul, go ahead and introduce our guest who's going to break it down and help us understand the misunderstood situation with the fire department.
Yeah, welcome everybody. It's great to be here. We have a wonderful guest today. She was a former school board member in Redondo Beach from 2011 to 2015. She was also a city council member from 2015 to 2023. She enjoyed huge support from her constituents. Let's welcome Laura MD, everyone. Yay!
Thank you for that nice introduction.
A nice introduction for a nice lady.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so sweet. So let's get into, I'm so happy to have you. I love spending time with all of you. We don't do it enough. And I'm excited to talk about what's going on with the fire. I've been gone for a year out of and I am made a concerted effort to not pay attention. And there's two issues that would make me pay attention, and that's Redondo Beach fire going and North Redondo Beach housing. So that's about right now.
Yeah, and the meeting was typical 5 hours, laborious, just beat the issue into the ground. But a presentation that the city paid a lot of money for, a study on the fire department and the cost of keeping the fire department or going to county. The gentleman did an extremely good job at what he was tasked to do. But it just seemed to be talking to a brick wall sometimes with the city council, because the point was very obvious that it cost much more to go to county, and we're going to lose firefighters. We're going to lose some public safety, it's going to compromise, and we're going to lose one of our engines, and those cost $1 million. So, Laura, I know you knew about this from the beginning of it, so maybe we can start there.
So let's start the, in 2019, the council was a little different. So there was, and it was a John Gran, Nils Narenheim, Todd Lowenstein, myself, and Christian Horvath. And Nils and Todd put forward a motion to study to go to LA County. John Grant voted with them. And I said to him after that vote, I said, why would you do that? There's no way our residents want to go to county. And he said, well, let's just let them study it. What's the harm in that? And when they are expensive, they'll let it go. So fast forward, initial contract. It doesn't look good. It looks like it's going to cost a lot more money. So voted to not go forward. And just to be clear on that, people say, well, I thought we already voted on this. It's a 12-step process. So he voted not to go to the next step, the phase two step. And I got, we got yelled at by the unions. We got yelled at by Todd and Nils. And then lo and behold, because John changed his vote, there was a recall done against him.
Hey, let me ask you a question really quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
As a resident, why is that even an option? Like, where would it come from for my city to even decide, let's get rid of our fire department and give them to the county when why can you explain that?
Well, I think I can do that. There was a gentleman named Greg Allen who was the head of the firefighters union. I think he took that idea because maybe he was trying to get his union a better deal or something like that at the time. And I think he's the one that put it in front of Brand and the city council. And that's where
so that,
it started.
It was at the behest
of... By the way, that gentleman has been voted out of union leadership and he is now retired.
So it was at the behest of other firefighters and firefighter union members. They wanted something more, not the residents. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Yes, it never came from the community.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right. The community has never said, oh, let's do this study and let's see if it makes... No, we love our fire department and we always have wanted to keep it. And I just want to say, I looked up a Schedule A monetary contributions received. It was like the California Form 460, because you brought up the attempted recall of John Gran. That was back in 2020, the beginning of 2020. And yes, there were two campaign contributions towards his recall. One was from Zain Obagi, which is the current District 4 council person, and from Redondo Beach Firefighters PAC.
Yeah. Mm. So there you go.
There you go. Follow the money, right? And there it is. And so that's where we ended up. He defeated that, but then he lost the reelection to Zain. I'm not going to say it was the first motion Zain did, because I was surprised he held off, but very soon after he was elected, he brought back the motion to go back to phase two of the fire study. That's how come it's back, because the three of them voted yes. It was 3-2. Christian Horvath and I dissented. And that's how we ended up down this path of the steps. So then they hired a consultant, and this is where we are. It took so long to come back because honestly, county took forever to get back to us.
Yeah. And it's rather telling the other night when county didn't even show up to the council meeting to.
They were invited.
Up. You know, so, they were invited and they just said, no, we're not going to send anybody.
Who county?
Anyone from the county, a representative from the fire department. They were invited and they turned it down. So,
and let me get, and this is not new to Redondo. Just so we're clear, El Segundo went through the same process, and they the county chief to the council meeting, and they said to him, once we go to county, then who do we call when we have an issue?" And the fire chief just looked at them and said, "No, you will have no more control. It's us." We are going to decide everything that happens in El Segundo. And another tidbit to that, once Hermosa Beach left, there was a meeting of different fire, because they were talking about maybe going to county. And the fire chief at the time, county fire chief, got a phone call, looked at his phone and said, and they asked him, who was that? And they said, oh, it's Hermosa Beach. They still think they have a fire department.
Yeah. And everybody should know that the Hermosa Beach was forced to go to county. They were in bankruptcy because they had lost a lawsuit against a large E&B oil. And so they just couldn't afford to have any kind of fire department anymore. So they were literally forced to make that choice.
I didn't know that. I thought they wanted to go there, but sounds like that's not true. They were forced.
They were forced.
Well, and there's some, and just a disclaimer, there are some council members who defend that decision to this day. But I agree with Paul. They were in a very tenuous financial situation. And remember, their building, their fire, they personally had red tagged their own fire station.
That's
so. Well, they were operating out of a Easy Up.
Nice.
That's where their fire department was based out of, on City Hall parking lot.
So, Laurie, do you want to just run down the deal that they presented, or the City Gate, who's the people that did the study, what they said it would cost and what we get?
Well, yes, they will. Over 10, it will cost us nearly $14 million more money. And that's just based on the books, okay? So just to be clear on that. So they looked at our facilities and they said the Union Valley County is extremely powerful. And they looked at that and said, for us to even move in here, we're going to have to do $4.5 million worth of work. That's number one. And that's part of the cost. Now, if they find asbestos, which they will, then the estimates can go up as high as $6 million more. So $15 million more over the next 10 years. And if they find asbestos, it will be more.
Wow. Yeah, that's just the introductory part. Again, they said they're going to reduce our fire protection force by 3 positions. They're going to take one of our fire engines away, which even back when you're a kid in the sandbox is no fun. So it's just, it's a horrible deal for Redondo to go to county. We have a class one fire.
I'm not going to go there as far as what they're going to take away. Honestly, I tend to agree with you, but they're promising that they will cover us, right? They're promising that they're going to do it from others. And let's just, it's a horrible deal if you feel that county won't give you level of service. I'm not going to go down that path because I'm not going to try to do any scare of that. But it's a terrible deal just if they're even. It's the same service. Why should we pay $15 million more, $14 million more, and have no control, not have a fire chief to call if we don't find there's good? Why would we do that to ourselves?
So that's the question. Why? That's the question. Why are we still in a situation where our residents are like, we might lose our fire department if it's going to cost us more and this we're not going to have a chief? Why are we still here? Why are we still in a wait and see? Paul, what happened at the city council meeting? Let's start there.
Well, the short story is that 100% of the community is strongly opposed to losing control to the county. They want to keep our fire department. Everyone that spoke was in support of it. There was an amazing 87 number of people wrote in, all unanimously opposed moving to county. So right there, if the councilman can't read the room, that I don't know what they're doing. They have ulterior motives because the community is so strongly against this and they keep saying it. So that was that. It just had to be complete. You know, they had to go all the way through the study and then the council members had to speak to it. And Councilwoman Kalurovic, she was right off the bat, just said, no, this is a bad idea. We're wasting our time. Let's take a vote and be done with this tonight. That didn't happen. I think the other council members wanted the firefighters union some time to digest the report. That's fine. I don't think it's going to change anything. Honestly, I can't see how anyone can support a move to county because the data and they can't do it with reason or data or facts because it's just not there. It's honestly not there.
Well, and also, so Paige, I was there, right? And I listened in for like the last few minutes when I had to leave because it was a 5-hour long meeting and, you know, but council member Kaluderovich did make a motion to let's put this to bed, right? Let's vote now because it's not going to make any difference for the fire union because they still have to go through their negotiations through the negotiations process. It's not going to come here. It's not going to be done in public. It will not change. Now they have the data that will actually help their negotiations, which is great. You know, now we all have the same data. They can take it and they can proceed with their negotiations. What I didn't understand was when she made that motion to let's put this to bed, they have everything they need. We don't need to keep talking about this because we have other issues to discuss in the city, believe it or not. She didn't get a second. And that was really disappointing.
Yeah. And then let's commend Miriam. She was the second person to speak and she just knocked it out of the park. It was crazy. And I don't have to speak anymore. I'm sitting down. I'm watching the rest of it. She just killed it, nailed every single point. And actually everybody else after her just basically reiterated what she had said. So that was awesome.
Thanks, good job, girl.
Good job. Look.
Okay. So I guess I'm still trying to make it make sense. So she wanted to put it to bed. They said, let them sit on the information and process it. For why?
Exactly. Why?
Because it was answered. The union said he got up there and he said, we want this information in our negotiations. But Councilman Obagi really did do a smart bifurcated. He smartly bifurcated the motion. And he said, you know, because it's really two different issues. let's whether or not we go to county. And if we county, there's no reason to do the second part. There's no reason for us to study what the report said that we need to fix in our fire department. Or we don't go to county, and then we show the report and say, okay, what are the things we need to fix in our department? And so the first part could have been done, and they could have done the second part anyway. And right. There's no reason to do the second part unless you're, you know, if you're going to go to county. So her motion was totally reasonable, but all four of them were scared to death of the fire department union, the fire association. That's what is the bottom line on that.
So I'm guessing, just like GPAC, there is a fee for the consultants and all the research that goes into this. What was the fee for the consulting and all the work that went into the fire study? And is there going to be more fees as they continue to go through this process instead of ending it? Like, if they would have ended it, are we done paying, or are we still paying? Where's the money? What's going on with the money?
I'm not quite sure what the fee was. $125,000 or something like that is what I heard for that. And then the phase two study was something like $5,000. When we're talking $14 million, it'll continue to accumulate. The biggest thing is, if we go to county, like I said, is that we're going to have to $4.5 million immediately. And people say, well, they'll give us a loan for that. No, it's not a mortgage. They will give us a loan for 3 years. So that $1.5 million per year has to be put into the fire department buildings right away. Mind asbestos, it could go up even higher. Some estimates up to $6 million more. So that also have to be paid back in 3 years. So the fire department union looking at that going, well, you're going to have to pay this kind of money if you keep us. So you're going to have to then pay us, is what they're thinking is, or they're going to make some, insist on some improvements on things. I don't know I'm not privy to their negotiations, but that's the bottom line. This is all the union wanting more.
Sure. And union groups and workers, they that's what they do. They negotiate for better deals, and that's fine. We will, Redondo as a city, will negotiate in good faith. We don't want to be held over a barrel with some sort of threat, like you got to go to county if you don't work with us. So that's a false choice right there. We've already made our choice. We're sticking with our fire department. We support our fire department, and we'll work, you know, within the limits of our budgets to improve their situation. Of course, we know it's worthwhile. We've done it with our schools. It improves the entire community. So they should understand that we're going to negotiate in good faith as long as the people stay involved, and we'll get forward. But yes, not putting this to bed, just continue staff time. And we got a lot of things we got to deal with, and they just kick the can down the road all the time. So yeah, somebody there at City Hall has to do this work over and over again, and they're going to want to see some other budgets. And I think it's going to go to the commissions. The commissions aren't going to say anything. They're not qualified to say anything, really. So it's just a big delay tactic till May 21st.
May 21st.
We did pull the fire alarm and try to call everyone out to the meeting and get everyone to contribute. We're going to have to do that again. We need everybody to come down to the council meeting on May 21st. Tell them no. Bring the pitchforks and also load up that comment section on the agenda. Because when that just turns into 100 people, they really have no recourse. They just have to do what the people say. And I do want to, if you recall, when this first came up, Mayor Brand said that this decision of going to county or not with our fire department is such a huge change. Our 100-year-old fire department, we're going to chuck. He said it was too big for the council, and it should be something that the people decide. Well, the people decided. We've decided we're going to keep it. We'll deal with the repercussions of that, but we want to keep our fire department.
We do. And I want to say one more thing. We don't have money for 3 years. Hello. We don't have money. We didn't have money for the firing range. Didn't we need $5 million to upgrade the firing range? And maybe it's not the right number. there's a number five and there's some million. So I'm going to say approximately $5 million is what council person Paige Kaluderovich was saying was needed to upgrade the firing range. And we don't have that money. So how if we don't have $5 million to do that, how do we have money to go to county? Yeah. We don't.
Let's hold on. That firing range actually started with me and the Air Force. The Air Force Base provides about $6 billion worth of economic development in this area. Mm-hmm. And the things that, and we're always getting threatened to have it closed down because there's no real reason for it where it is, except that we have some fantastic schools that produce some amazing engineers. So I we want to support them and try to give them reasons to leave LA. And one of the things they need is a firing range. Our firing range is an open range next to an elementary school. So wouldn't it be better to enclose the firing range and to upgrade our public works facility?
Yes.
And then the Air Force came and said, oh, we can help you apply for a $5 million grant. Where the $5 million comes in. Navy heard that we're going to have this. They want to be participating in it. County sheriffs heard that we would consider this. They want a part of this. So if everybody works together and pitches in money, that's how we're going to pay for that firing range. And it's going to be yet one facility that doesn't have to be on the list of things we have to improve. So just to be clear, the headline screamed Redondo can't afford a firing range. Mm-hmm. But that was very misleading. It was clickbait.
Okay. Well, I'm so glad you're here to clarify that because when we do see that headline and we do read that article and we do hear it, that is, if that was my impression, I imagine that's many people's impression. But
that's how the article was written. Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
that's right. Exactly. So thank you for clarifying that. But it doesn't take away from the fact that we don't have any money. I'm just saying. So.
Well, it would help. It would help if we, you know, if you were to look at the sales tax, the fact sales tax was is so pathetic compared to every single person around here. And Councilman Lowenstein's comment that it was because of Amazon. I'm pretty sure Amazon goes at Manhattan Beach and Hermosa. I don't think they only go to Redondo. And so we should be focusing on our increasing our sales tax revenues. We should be figuring out those kind of things to be able to afford things like putting, like upgrading our facilities.
And that's an issue down the line. We probably will have a public safety bond coming up somewhere down the line, just like the schools want another bond. These things come up periodically. Redondo about every 20 years votes for a school bond. And then they're well worth it. So, you know, I'm a homeowner, so my property taxes will be affected by that, which means they go up. But, I'm happy to spend money to improve our public safety here in Redondo. I'm not going to give money to the county. I'm just not going to do that.
No. Nope.
Well, Ms. Laura, we appreciate you helping to clarify this for us. Is there anything else you can kind of lend to the conversation and for the residents so that they understand the part that they play in this type of issue in the city?
They should be going to the council meeting and they should be writing to the representative. They should be letting them know that they don't want to change if that's what they want. And I'm pretty sure that's what it is. When I was in office, I did a survey and a majority, like close to 80%, said absolutely not, no matter what the cost. Whereas a few of them that said, well, if it's cheaper, sure, I'll go to county, but it's not cheaper. So that means there's no to them as well. So then that would make close to 80%. They should also demand when they go to talk to them that this be put on the ballot. When we first began, I talked about it though, and how they were considering going and they put it on the ballot. 91% said no, do not go to LA County. 91%. I think we'll end up with a similar situation here. And just to put some history on, in the last 40 years, it has been almost five times. I'm not quite sure of that number, but it was at least five times or close to five times that we have tried to go to LA County. And each time the answer has been no. So
It's so funny because sometimes they'll be like, oh, well, the people have spoken and we don't need to talk about this anymore. And then all of a sudden it's like the people have spoken, but we want them to speak again and again and again. Like, come, when do we stop going around on this?
The people have spoken. And I think the people actually, the residents want to see a unanimous city council on this. We want to see 5-0, you know, against going to county. Anything less, any council person supporting going to county, it's really suspect because they can't support it with data or fact. So I want to see unanimity. Remember,
these people want to be
mayor. Yeah, we agree with you. We get it. We read the report. We read the same report you get. We agree with the facts. There's no alternative facts. So I want to see a 5-0 slam dunk on this. And, you know, me personally, I'd love to see a public apology too, for wasting our time and money on this stuff. Cause we knew we were going to do this, end up right where we're at years ago. So, but that's just me.
It feels like the general plan, but I guess that's for another conversation.
Yes, there is a whole nother show.
Oh, all right, guys. We spent over $1 million on that process.
Oh yeah. Tanya and I, 8 years of our lives.
Laura was like, just to let y'all know, she was like, it's going to be like 10 meetings. You'll be done in about.
It's only supposed to be 10 meetings.
I was like, that was almost 10 years of my life. What just happened here? But you know,
it was an honor to serve the public.
Mm-hmm. And it's Laura, boy. Break that. Well, thank you guys so much for being here and having this conversation. We will go ahead and put all of the contact, as we did earlier this week, we'll put all the contact in the captions and let you know who your district people are and who you need to talk to, but make sure that your voice is heard and that you are as active as possible in this process, because if you're not, you don't really get to complain later, right?
No.
100.
Keep involved. Stay involved.
Yep. And we will see you guys back here real soon.
Bye, everyone.
Hey, it was fun. Bye-bye.
Hey, thanks for showing up to the podcast where we all know that the best leaders are lifetime learners. When you get a sec, take a moment, leave a comment. What you think about today's episode? And share it with someone that you know could use the gems that were dropped today. Follow and subscribe. You don't want to miss who's coming up next. You never know who could show up here and what they could say. For your professional needs, marketing, PR, communications, or leadership, make sure you follow us on all social media platforms at Sand and Shores, or hit us up at sandandshores.com. Again, thanks so much for showing up. We appreciate you, and we'll see you soon.